Most mammals have love-em-and-leave-em relationships, but not the prairie vole. They mate for life, sharing nest-building duties, and they share an equal role in raising their young. It looks like a relationship many of us would like to have. Prairie voles have long been of interest to scientists, looking at the neurobiology of bonding and monogamy. Larry Young is one of those scientists from the Yerkes National Primate Research Center in Atlanta, Georgia. He joins me now. Welcome to the program, Larry.
Thank you.
Let's start with the courtship phase of this relationship. What happens when a male prairie vole spots an eligible female?
Well, the first thing he has to do is to get her interested in him, and he does that by kind of just courting her, and the smell of the pheromones gets her brain activated, and she starts turning out steroid hormones like estrogen, and after about 24 hours, she's ready to mate.
Okay. So in the wild, prairie voles don't have a long life expectancy, but in the lab, where they're under the conditions where they can have longer lives, I understand that bond is strong enough to keep them together for a long time.
Absolutely. They'll stay together for the rest of their life, which in the lab is around 2 or 3 years. But even in the wild, they're known as the potato chip of the prairie because they are predated upon by hawks and other things. But, you know, they can live for a year or so. And in about 80% of the cases where a male or female loses their partner, they never take on another partner.
Oh.
So they really do stay together for life.
Wow, that's amazing. They're not always faithful, though.
Yes, actually, this is one of the features that actually I think makes it an even better model for humans than you might think. Because even though they are together, if a male is wandering through the prairie and a female who is in estrus comes by, he may mate with her. But the important thing is he comes back to his partner at night. And that's what we're really studying here. We're studying the bond between the two.
That's not enough, Larry. That's not enough.
I'm sorry.
To
that's
just come
the best,
home.
That's the best that we can do with these animals. And in fact, most monogamous species, only about 3% of mammals exhibit this kind of monogamy. But in almost all of those species, there is some cheating that occurs.
Does all this mean that one day there will be some kind of infidelity vaccine? I mean, is that possible? Is that why you're studying the voles?
No, we're not studying the voles to try to find an infidelity vaccine or even a love vaccine. You know, I think that the importance of this work is, you know, if we understand the biology underlying relationships, maybe we can help get better ideas about how to improve those relationships, how to change our behaviors to help spark that neurochemistry in our brain that will help us maintain lifelong relationships with our partner.
A lot to learn from the romantic patterns of voles. Larry Young, he's the author of The Chemistry Between Us. Thanks so much for talking with us, Larry.
Thank you for having me. It's been wonderful.
This is NPR News.